Out on Cape Cod, dogs aren't really on the mind of our commentator Alice Furlow. She's obsessed with the presidential race, and her candidate is really an underdog.
I have a friend who is genuine presidential material. He is wise, stately, unflappable, reassuring, a born leader. His is an American dream story. After a disadvantaged childhood in a hard-scrabble neighborhood and his escape from an abusive home, he was adopted by a single mom who gave him comfort and love. In fact, I'm that single mom, and my candidate is my cat, Pierre. He's a huge, seven-toed animal with thick beige fur and large, lime-juice-colored eyes, a kind-hearted gentleman of a cat. And I can easily see him as President of the United States. The foreign name I gave him may cost him some votes, but I can imagine the electoral potential of this feline American if he can reach across the partisan divide and gain crossover support from the canine American community, for instance. And lots of us human beings will applaud an important theme of Pierre's campaign. This is, we are all animals. Humans, moose, foxes, polar bears, skunks. Why speak of human rights? Why not just speak of rights? Pierre will choose a vice president only after careful vetting. He rather favors a gray wolf, the head of a Wyoming pack. The whole pack would be welcome at number one observatory circle. As to defense, Pierre is not afraid to attack, as I see when he strangleholds a large catnip rat and kicks the stuffing out of it with his sharp back claws. I fear for the White House upholstery. But Pierre is a pacifist. He has brought me only three mice, and they all scurried away unharmed. That fact should get him the rodent American vote. And another of his vote-getting qualities, Pierre will not make speeches. In debates, sitting up with his large furry legs in a sumo position, his silence, with an occasional hiss, would win the day. In times of crisis, President Pierre's purr, when broadcast, would reassure the whole nation. For NPR News, I'm Alice Furlow, dreaming away on Cape Cod.